Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show. Hopefully you enjoyed my cleaning song. My ode to Brooks Palmer.
You were singing that, CJ. It's incredible.
Yeah, that was actually so funny. I was actually singing that in between the breaks just to get everyone inspired about cleaning up their clutter. So welcome back. We have Brooks Palmer, author of Clutter Busting Your Life, and we are here to hear your process. So I love the fact that you walk into people's houses and just help them with this stuff. I wish you lived in Seattle and you could just, can you just do a little tape recording of your voice? Like, do you need that? Are you really going to use that? I think that's all I need. So I just keep on playing it over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. Just take the recording. Yeah, I'll do that for you.
Okay. All right. So give us in your book, there's a chapter that kind of is a quick recap of some of the ideas you have in your first book. Oh, tell us the name of the title of your first book again, too.
It's called Clutter Busting, Letting Go of What's Holding You Back.
Okay. And I assume that I haven't had a chance to read that book, but as I understand it, it's a whole bunch of ideas on how to clean out various clutter in your house. Is that right?
In your house and in your mind. And okay. In your life, too.
Okay, cool. So tell us, what is the process? What are the three easy steps we can take or more?
Well, the best step you can take is starting. Mm-hmm. It's hard for people to start. And once they start, it becomes much simpler. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said in your ad, it's like it just takes a spark to start a fire. But that spark is the start. And it's really hard for people because they're overwhelmed. It's daunting to go and have to consider a bunch of decisions because that's what clutter busting is. It's like you have to look at things and decide, you know. So we get overwhelmed when there's too much going on. We do much better with simple tasks. I mean, we think we can multitask, but we're not really that good at it. So when I work with people, I pick one small area to work on. It's usually the area that they don't want to work on, you know, because I can help them through that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's just, you know, sitting down on the floor with them and holding up one thing at a time to consider and, you know, holding it up and say, do you still like this or not? Is this important to you in your life right now? Is it nourishing you or do you love it or can we let it go? And by keeping it really simple on those levels, like yes or no, people think much more clearly, you know, rather than, well, tell me about this thing. What do you, you know?
Right.
Sometimes, yeah. But by breaking it down to that level, people function, they're functioning much better.
Right.
They're not considering everything in their house and going, oh my God, I got to do something.
Right.
There's too much stuff here. So one thing at a time, it becomes much simpler. And then... once they've decided, it's like, no, I don't want that anymore. It goes in recycling bag or trash bag or charity bag. And then the next item, you know. And then maybe the next item is something they got to finish. Like they have to make a phone call or fill out a piece of paper and send it out. And I'll have them do that. Because sometimes unfinished texts are clutter, you know. And then on to the next item. And usually what happens is after about a half hour, people get it. Like it kicks in for them and they start doing it on their own. And occasionally I'll help them, I'll chime in. Or if they got something that's really difficult, I'll help them through it, you know. And then I'm encouraging them too. So it's really that starting. And that's why I wrote the books, is this positive encouragement to get people to go, all right, I'm going to start doing this. Mm. Because it's an intuitive process. And there's a momentum that kicks in once you start that supports you. That isn't there beforehand when you're thinking about it. Or you've been thinking about it for months, which is very exhausting, you know. So.
Yeah, interesting. And you said that most of the times, it's a bunch of delayed decisions. So is it the emotional stuff is when the other stuff they said that most of the time they'll go in 30 minutes and start going on autopilot, but that they hit a roadblock, or the roadblocks usually the ones like the wedding dress one, that example that you gave us in the previous segment.
Where
Wedding
dress, or like, I can't get rid of this. I don't like it anymore, but I can't get rid of it. Why? Because it costs me a lot of money. I don't want to let it go. But you don't like it though, right? No. So I'll just say like, well, your peace of mind is more valuable than whatever this thing costs you.
And I love that.
Yeah, and its presence is really bothering you. Yeah, I can see it in your face. I often report back, like, they're holding something, and I'll go, you look really tired when you're holding that. And also, too, sometimes people will defend an item rather than just say yes or no. They'll go, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just, I think I need this for, and then a lot of excuses come in. Mm-hmm. And that tends to be clutter, too.
So someone's like, I think, well, maybe it's like clutter put in the
Well, you know, so-and-so gave this to me, or I got it. It was a, you know, like I inherited it. Or I got this book and it's supposed to be really good, but you know, I'm not reading it and I've had it for 3 years, but it's supposed to be really good. Everybody says I should read it, you know, or someone buys something and like scrapbooking stuff. I had this client, she bought a bunch of it, but she hadn't used it for 3 years, you know, and she really wanted to use it and she had a lot of it, but she wasn't using it. So I just said, well, it looks to me like you don't want to use it. I mean, you're not actually using it. And so a lot of times it's looking at how you actually live your life versus how you think you should live your life or you want to.
Yeah.
And so there's this thing, and you know, it's just sitting there for 3 years. It was sitting there, and every day she saw it and she felt guilty because she wasn't using it. And she felt like badly that she wasn't using it. And she wanted to use it, and there was this, it made her frustrated. So that certainly wasn't serving her.
Yeah.
And so it's like looking at it that honestly and going, I'm not actually using this. And the funny thing is, it's usually like 60 to 70% of people's stuff is clutter. And they're so surprised at how many things, like I had this one client, she had all these clothes and there were so many clothes she couldn't pull them out of the closet because they were jam-packed, you know. Mm. I said, well, let's go through this. She goes, I did it a few days ago. I got rid of two things. I said, well, let's try it with me, you know. She got rid of about 70% of it.
Wow.
And 10 huge bags went to charity of clothing, but you know, she took a really honest look and she was surprised. And I never said, you have to get rid of this. It's like, do you still like this or not? And she answered honestly, you know.
Seriously, I do think people should just listen to this episode and just have it on their podcast and just keep on playing your questions over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like just having a rational person be like, seriously, do you really? I mean, and you do it in such a zen. What I love about it, and that comes across in the book, is you do it in such a beautiful zen kind of way.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.